Good day, and welcome to the Progressive Software Corporation CEO Succession Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Brian Flanagan, Senior Director of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Elise. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us for today's call. With me today are Phil Peed and Yogesh Gupta, our new Chief Executive Officer. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that during this call, we may discuss our outlook for future financial and operating performance, corporate strategies, product plans, or other information that might be considered forward-looking. This forward-looking information represents Progress Software's outlook and guidance only as of today and is subject to risks and uncertainties. Please review our safe harbor statement regarding this information, which is available both in today's press release as well as in the investor relations section of our website at progress.com. Progress Software assumes no obligation to update the forward-looking statements included in this call, whether as a result of new developments or otherwise. Today's conference call will be recorded in its entirety and will be available via replay on our website in the investor relations section. With that, I'll now turn it over to Phil.
Thank you, Brian. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us for today's call. Today we announce the appointment of Yogesh Gupta as Progress's new Chief Executive Officer, and I could not be more excited to introduce him to our shareholders, partners, and our customers. Yogesh's background, experience, and track record make him an incredible fit for our company and for the strategic path we are on. We've accomplished a great deal during my almost 4 years as CEO of Progress. We divested non-core assets, significantly improved operating margins and cash flow, and returned over $500 million of capital to shareholders. We invested in our OpenEdge business, maximizing the strength of our loyal base of customers and partners, as evidenced by our very healthy renewal rates. These customers and partners have begun to utilize our newer technologies and services, enabling them to remain competitive in their markets by modernizing their existing applications and building next-generation apps and moving those apps to the cloud. We're the acknowledged market leader in data connectivity, and we've worked hard to turn our DCI segment into a consistent double-digit growth area for the company. We acquired Telerik to further our strategy of becoming a leader in next-generation application development. Our Telerik solutions, from DevTools to our mobile platform and web content management, are all targeted towards creating the engaging, intuitive experiences that today's users demand. And finally, with our soon-to-be-released cloud-based digital factory solution, we are uniquely positioned to guide enterprises through their digital transformation efforts, enabling them to provide an optimal, consistent experience for their customers across all channels, regions, and brands. Digital transformation is a significant market opportunity, and our capabilities in mobile, web content management, data connectivity, and predictive analytics position us well for accelerated growth. We built a strong strategic foundation for our future, while still recognizing that there is much work to do as we continue on our path to becoming a growth company. The board and I, as part of the annual review of our CEO succession plan, developed a profile for my successor with an emphasis on experience with digital transformation. In order to best gauge the market, we reviewed the credentials of several potential candidates, both internal and external. One external candidate, Yogesh, emerged as someone with the precise experience and profile that we were looking for. His experience as CEO of Fatwire and Kaseya, as well as his strong track record at Computer Associates, make him uniquely qualified to lead the execution of our digital transformation strategy, a big part of which enables the modernization efforts of our OpenEdge customers and partners. In his prior experience as CEO, he initiated growth strategies and led business and product transformations, resulting in accelerated revenue performance and strong returns for shareholders. His knowledge of high-velocity sales processes, as well as both on-premise and cloud-based product offerings, dovetails perfectly with Progress's current and future solutions and strategy. Given the alignment of Yogesh's skills and experiences with our strategic direction and position as we prepare to exit 2016, I decided that this would be the right time for me to accelerate my retirement so that we could recruit Yogesh. While it's never easy to make the decision to retire, I'm convinced that this is the right time, and the board and I agree that Yogesh is the ideal successor to lead Progress through the next phase of our company's growth. We are confident in our strategy and our ability to execute on that strategy, and for those reasons, we are reaffirming the Q4 and fiscal year 16 guidance we communicated on our September 28th Q3 earnings release call. Although I'm stepping down as CEO, I will remain on the board and look forward to seeing our momentum accelerate under Yogesh's leadership. I couldn't be more excited about our future and about handing over the reins to Yogesh, and I'll turn the call over to Yogesh for his remarks.
Thank you, Phil. I really appreciate your kind words, and I want to thank the board and you for this exciting opportunity. I'm very pleased that you'll continue on as on the board and will be around and help me, and I look forward to working with you as we begin this next phase of our company's journey. What you have done to lead the company over the significant period of change over the past several years has been phenomenal, and thank you very much for that. I believe Progress represents a unique opportunity at this stage. It's a financially strong company with high levels of recurring revenue, strong cash flows, and a loyal, passionate base of partners and customers. OpenEdge, Telerik, and DCI are all incredible assets that provide a strong foundation as we move forward. And I also believe that we are poised for real success and accelerated growth in the digital transformation space. Now, all of this is possible because of the unmatched talent at Progress. Our employees understand the market and the needs of our customers. They build innovative solutions and are passionate about customer success. It's their dedication and hard work that has made Progress what it is today, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to lead them and together build an even stronger and better company going forward. I'm looking forward to meeting our customers, partners, and shareholders in the coming weeks and months, and I can't wait to begin working with the talented people at Progress to accelerate our momentum in the market. Now I'll turn the call back to Brian for the Q&A session.
Thank you, Yogesh. That concludes our formal remarks for today. I'd now like to open up the call to your questions. I ask that you keep your remarks to your primary question and one follow-up. I will now hand over to the operator to conduct the Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the question queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, star then one if you'd like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Mark Schappel with Benchmark. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thanks for taking my question. Phil, I guess congratulations on your retirement. You'll be missed. I guess just one question, Phil. With respect to the hiring of your guest, did the board hire him with the assumption that he was going to go forward with the current strategy, or was he pretty much given a kind of a whiteboard to reshape corporate strategy?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for the kind words. The board has made the decision, along with myself, to bring Yogesh on, not because we have a change in strategy or that we feel that we're on the wrong track. In fact, what motivated me to accelerate my retirement was the perfect experience that Yogesh has directly connected and aligned with the strategy that we're on today. It's not often that I have seen an opportunity to bring someone into the company that has such a perfect alignment with the strategy that we have embarked on. And I'll let Yogesh add to this, but it is the board's desire and certainly my desire to continue with the execution of the strategy that we're on. I will tell you that with Yogesh's experience in this area, I look forward to the incredible value that he will bring in this leadership role.
Well, Phil, you know, it is interesting that the digital transformation strategy and what Progress is embarking with Digital Factory, and my experience both with high velocity sales as well as in the area of online engagement and applications that are modern applications, both mobile and web, is a wonderful fit. And so I'm excited about the business. I'm excited about the strategy. I'm excited about where we are, and I'm excited about moving us forward.
Great, thank you. And one follow-up, if I may. So are you at liberty to say, one, about the about what time that the board started looking for your replacement?
Yeah, we typically go through succession planning kind of around the end of Q2, beginning of Q3, and you know, usually that process takes as long as necessary as we review skills, strengths and weaknesses of the team, and typically that's the timing that we engage succession planning.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It appears we have no further questions at this time. I'll turn it back to Brian Flanagan for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you all for joining the call today, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon. Have a good day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. We appreciate your participation. You may disconnect at any time, and have a great day.